Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we want to say hello to everyone this evening. Tonight we are going to be dealing with a brand new show that's coming on the air. It's called Let's Talk. And tonight, though, we're going to have EJ, who's going to be one of our co-hosts on the show this evening. You'll hear his voice in the background. But we're going to be talking with a very well-famous, soon-to-be-famous and already famous in her own rights, Mina Freeman, who has started a lot of controversy out here on my other radio show this on Sundays. She was on there talking about her book that she has out called Back in the Game, A Dating Playbook for Men Over 40. And she caused a lot of controversy amongst the men that were in my studio that day. So we're going to be also doing another show on her with a panel this coming Sunday. But we'll talk more about that before the show ends. But EJ, what I want to do is roll into a topic that I know me and you have discussed, and that's about online dating too. You bring it up too. Go ahead and bring it up to me about the online dating.
Well, for me, I wanted to talk to her about it since she's the date consultant about, is it okay? Is dating online okay? If not, what are some of the pros and cons? What should we look for? Or is it safe to date online? Or should you trust somebody that you meet online? I don't know. You know, I'm new out here trying to get back into the game, so I want some corners.
Wow, EJ, that's a lot of questions you put out there.
Those are called nervous questions, Ms. Freeman.
Well, that's okay. First of all, as far as online dating is concerned, if you're meeting a stranger, just like you meet a stranger if you met him at the mall or if you met him at a nightclub, still a stranger. So you have to take precautions about whenever you meet a stranger and how you welcome that stranger into your life and into your world, the same way you would anyone else. As far as online dating, the sites themselves, I usually tell people, try and join a dating site with something you have in common. Like there are a lot of sites that are for, I don't know, Christians. So if you're Christian, join a Christian dating site. If you're not, don't. You know, try and find a site where you have something in common. There are even dating sites for people who, you know, like the bicycle or golf or travel. You know, there are many different types of sites. Just try and find one, you know, where you obviously you have something in common with the mass of other people.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's just the sites per se. It's for me, mm-hmm. I'm old fashioned. It's like mm-hmm. when you let's take Facebook for instance. It's like when you're mm-hmm. on Facebook or any dating site, you have all your information there. As a man, right. You know, I want to work for the small things about a woman. I don't want to know everything right off because I might not like her. I might get the wrong opinion about who she is. I want to work for knowing her on the smallest level, like where was she born at? What high school she went to. I don't want to just have all that information before I even reach out to her.
Well, that's fine, but you have to meet her in the first place. So that's right. The key, because usually if you're like me, and I'm sure you probably are, I'm busy. I work probably 18, 20 hours a day sometimes. I'm busy. Sometimes there might be someone who's looking at me and noticing me, and I don't look that way because I'm so focused on what I'm doing. I've eliminated many opportunities to meet another person, to meet that special guy, because I'm focused on what I'm doing. So you almost have to have a little help nowadays. You have to have a little push to get to know someone, and online dating is really seems to be the way to go.
Oh, okay. I agree with that. But let me add this here. Okay, a lot of times people can look at your profile and they form an opinion of you, and you can mm-hmm. never get past that opinion while you're trying to meet them and actually court them. Like we would say back in the old days. Like if I wanted to get mm-hmm. to know a lady, she looked at my profile, looked at mm-hmm. where I work at, what I like, what school I went to, all these different things, and she's formed an opinion of who I am. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard to get past that opinion because her opinion might be wrong.
Just like if you look at a lady and she might have cornrows, that's not your thing. That's not your thing. You don't like ladies in cornrows, or you don't like ladies with an afro, or
yeah,
whatever.
Cool. Hey, okay, I'm okay with an afro.
But
okay.
But you know, if that's not your thing, you're not attracted to a person who might look a certain way. that's an issue as well until you get to know them. So that's why you have to leave yourself open. Okay, the profile says that he went to Texas, University of Texas, and he worked in wherever. That might not be attractive to you, but you have to give yourself an opportunity to get to know a person, you know, just like you would if you met them in person.
Okay. I agree with that totally. Seriously, I do. Mm-hmm. I tried the online dating thing once, and I think what the hang-up for me was, oh, she said, not bad, not good, huh? I think what the hang-up for me was is not knowing the person on the other end that well. It's, you know, the conversation flows so easy because mm-hmm. you can hide behind all those pictures, all that information. Then when it comes to the actual meet and greet, it's like the person is totally different.
You said you had one date, and maybe that you had a bad experience in that one date, but I didn't find it to be true at all. Usually the people that I met, and I went out on quite a few dates just to write this little book, but the people I met were exactly what they appeared to be. I only had one bad experience. I only had one bad experience, but I would have had a bad experience with this guy had I met him at Starbucks or had I met him at work, because he was a weird guy. He would have been weird.
No matter where you met him, he was going to be weird.
Yeah, no matter where I met him. Exactly. But I really have found that most people, maybe I'm a little bit naive, I don't know, but most people, most men that I have met, were just trying to find someone just like I was, you know, and they left themselves open, they exposed themselves, and like, here it is, let's get to know each other. If we click, good. If not, it's okay.
Okay, do you think it's a good idea to go out online and try to find someone to date?
Well, I think if you don't, then you might grow old alone. It's in this environment where we are all so busy that we don't even notice each other. I was driving on the freeway today, and I looked over, and there was a very handsome guy right next to me in a you know, his vehicle driving next to me. But he was texting. He was texting. So he wouldn't have noticed me no matter where we were. Mm. However, if he was seriously looking for a date or a woman or a mate or whatever, he would be more likely to go online and at least find someone that he wanted to have a conversation with.
Okay. All right. I didn't look at it like that, you know, because, like I said, I'm old-fashioned. I was dating before the Internet came up, so we had to do it the hard way. You know what I mean, Glenn? It was like crash or burn. Now you have the information age where you can go on and you can meet somebody that actually fits your specifics. But what I've found, and you know, and I'm just talking about from what us men sit around and talk about, a lot of times we have an idea about the woman we want, and then we see her virtual profile and say, that's her. And then it winds up not being who we want.
That's the way it is in life as well. We call that divorce. No. No.
You know what, though, Eze, I would say this because of my upbringing, is that a lot of men don't sit around, and the ones that I've been around, a lot of men don't sit around and talk about it. And when we have done that, we're not talking about the good parts of a woman. We're talking about this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? So I don't even know now in this new generation, from what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing from my children, they're really not talking about anything about, like, even what you're talking about. They're just not talking at all. Mm-hmm. And if it is about mm-hmm. nothing good about a woman. So I think online dating kind of helps us to maybe cut back on some of the information we have to ask to a certain degree.
All right.
But me, I'm still old school like you. I'd still rather go out. And I think that if I was in the bachelor kind of category, I can find a woman because I would take my time because I would rule a lot of them out.
Right.
You can probably, of course, find a woman. I could find a man too if that's all I want, just a man. But I'm looking for, I would want someone who I would be compatible with and I could laugh with and have a good time with. And it might take meeting three or four before I find that one.
Well, heck, Minnie, you can laugh with your lawyer.
Okay. No, I can't.
No, but see, okay, EJ, right. the old school way is taking your time, though.
Yeah, that's me. You know, I don't have a problem with online dating. It's just that, to me, it's just too much information. I want the simple things, man. I want to be able to feel like, okay, I earned pieces of her. Because when you have all this information, what's left when you meet?
Well, yeah, I think it's safer even. Because if you meet someone, say if you're out wherever you are, at a bar or standing in line at Walmart, whatever, and you see somebody, what you're attracted to usually are physical features. That's where most of us are. So you're attracted to her. You might get to know, talk to her, whatever. She still could be the female Unabomber.
But that's when you ask her, what's her Facebook page? So I can go and look at her information.
Okay. But if you find someone on Facebook or on some of the other social media sites, you can look them up. You know, you can find out if at least half of that stuff they put on there is true. But what I did initially, and what made me interested in even doing this project, is I told my correct age, my correct weight, height, everything. I just put it all out there. I put recent pictures. And I just started receiving all these solicitations or interest. You know, people were interested. And I thought that was the best thing in the world. And when I started going out meeting with these, you know, various guys, I realized that men are a little bit more afraid of women when they get to a certain age than women are afraid of men.
What? I don't know what book you read. I'm gonna agree with you. Once we get older, we get apprehensive about meeting a woman, because you know if we start losing hair in certain places, we just don't think we, you know, smooth like we used to be. We fell off a couple of notches. So sometimes it's like.
Well, let me ask you this, Mina. Let me ask you this.
Sir?
Would you say then that it seems like if we're honest with each other, a woman honest with a man or a man honest with a woman, sometimes when you find out that they're really that honest about themselves, I've seen people run away from people like that.
And when you
because
find out they are not honest?
No, when they're too honest.
Oh, too honest. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can totally put too much out there too soon. You know, because nobody wants someone who's overwhelming with baggage and issues and problems. Of course. I wouldn't want a new relationship to start off with everything. You know,
right.
I kind of want to, I prefer the courting part of a relationship opposed to just dive right into marriage, I guess.
Oh, right. I got you. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 10 years, that's what I've seen. I've seen, like, speed marriages. Like, they meet 1 week, and they're married the next week, and then they're divorced
mm-hmm.
in 2 weeks. And it's like,
right,
man. So if, as a man, that makes me nervous about going out and dating, because I'm thinking that cycle is the norm.
Well, it might be, but yeah, like you just said, it makes you nervous. Women are nervous about that. Not at all. You know, they're not nervous about going out and meeting new guys and getting to know five or six of them. You know, women are, the older they get, the less nervous they are about that. It's the men who tend to be more apprehensive.
I think we start thinking about, all right, they're thinking marriage right now.
Right, exactly. And you're thinking, is she a gold digger? How many kids does she have? Are they still at home? And, you know, how many bills does she have? You know, you're thinking, men are thinking all kinds of stuff.
Right, because you have to realize when we're like Glenn and myself, when we're, you know, we're kind of past 40. I'm not going to give our ages.
Mm-hmm.
We built careers at that time. And we have we have ideas about how we want to retire, what things we want to do. And then we have to make conscious decisions about what woman we date, who we want to try to marry, because that plays into retirement and things of that nature. I don't want to marry somebody that's going to divorce me in 2 weeks and then I'm living under a bridge.
But women don't either. You know, don't discount the women. We don't want to do that either. And just like you said, you've built a career. Look for a woman who's also built a career.
Right.
Someone who also has the same level of commitment that you do, or the same kind of I don't know. She's looking for the same things in life. That's why you almost have to go for the in common. You know, what do you have in common?
Okay.
If you're an attorney, you know, join an association and find a female single attorney.
Mm-hmm. Never thought about it like that.
In your survey, Mina, with online dating, if that's what you have done at any time, do you find that a lot of people who meet online do divorce at a high rate?
I don't think so. No more than those that meet when they're in college and you know, any other way. I don't think so at all. I know many people who have married from various dating websites. Just about every wedding I've been to in the past 4 or 5 years, that's how they met. Because
really?
Again, people in my circles are professionals. They're busy. They don't have time to go out to the bar, the sports bar, to the club. They don't do that. So where would they meet someone?
Online, I guess.
Right.
They meet them online.
My biggest problem is this here. It's running into the woman that says that this is too good to be true. So you spend countless weeks and months trying to defend you being a good person.
Wow, EJ, who in the world have you been dating?
They've been reading your book.
Where did that happen? When did
No. What I'm saying is, mm-hmm. what happens mm-hmm. a lot of times, and Glenn, you think about this here. You're a man out here, and you meet a woman, and then you're totally different from every man they've ever met, and then all of a sudden they start thinking something got to be wrong. He's too good to be true. He can't be this nice. He can't be romantic. He can't be this. He can't be that.
Well, like, sounds like a smart woman, you know, she's got to verify and confirm. I would too, because I was married before to someone who overwhelmed me with gifts and all kinds of stuff all the time. And I married the guy. I'm not married to him now, for a reason.
Oh, well, okay.
Yes. So you know, it's the same with period, whether it's online dating or just your best friend introduced you to this guy. You have to get to know that person before you make any kind of commitment, I would say.
Okay, I agree with you. And again, I'm just playing devil's advocate, okay, because,
yeah,
you know, I'm around a circle of men, and we talk about these particular things, so we go through all types of things. And that was one of them. It was that, you know, when you are a stand-up guy who has a career, who actually, okay, maybe I screwed up down the road 7, 8 years ago in a marriage. Now I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I think I'm ready, at least. I think I'm at that point to where I can be a good husband, a good friend, mm-hmm. and nurture a relationship. Now it's like I have to go through the proving process, and sometimes it's tedious. It's like, okay, I am this person, but you're making me jump through hoops for everything.
Jump through the hoops, EJ, if it's worth it. You know, if you meet someone and know someone that you feel is the person for you, a soulmate or a partner, jump through some hoops. I'm sure she will too. That's what, you know, that's what women jump through hoops even more so, I think, than men do, because, you know, we're gonna cook dinner for you, we're gonna make sure that you're comfortable, we're going to let you watch that game, whatever. I think women will do that.
You know what, I must be with you on that one, Mina. Jumping through the hoops, EJ, I've done that in my marriage now for 13 years. I've done that because a lot of things that I said that I wasn't doing before we got married, mm-hmm. and was just dating, all those things, I said, no, I ain't like that. That ain't my thing. I'm doing them now.
Yeah. Right, because you gotten smart.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, it goes with that. But like you said, it went both ways. She's doing some things that she didn't do before and just blends right in together. But that's growing together, you know, just growing together.
Right. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to
don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to demonize relationships and things of that nature. I'm just putting a lot of stuff on the table. But, you know, hey, like I said, we talk. Mm-hmm. I like answers. Okay, I like
we
answers.
Have...
Because
that,
I don't want to be the only idiot in the room, okay?
No. Nah. But, you know what, that's the thing about being able to talk. You know, as adults, we're all adults. And the conversation
right.
that we can have at this age is a lot different than the conversations we had at 25 or 22, whatever.
Right.
We couldn't even have this conversation. But now we know we don't have a lot of time to waste on the wrong thing, the wrong person, you know, going
right.
in the wrong
right.
direction. We don't want to do that
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, because gravity is taking toll.
Speak for yourself, brother. Speak for yourself.
There you go. You know something else I found out in my life is that, like I mean, you were just saying, red flags to me are very important on all relationships I've ever been in. There's certain
mm-hmm.
things that I look for as a standard, and if the woman
mm-hmm.
went against that grain, I didn't try to compromise with it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a red flag, and that was it for me. But on this particular season, like you said, I've gotten older now, and when I got married 13 years ago, it was a whole different attitude when I met my wife. Totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. I saw some red
right.
flags, but I'm saying, well, you know what? I don't really want to feel like going, stopping it. She's nice this way and she's nice that way. I'm going to hang in there. And to hang in there
right.
got me 13 years now and more.
Right. That's good.
Have you and your wife ever talked about these red flags, Glenn? Because I think you better stop talking about them if you haven't.
Well, you know something? If my wife gets on the phone or when at the show we're going to do, if she's going to be, she'll tell you yes. We both had red flags, but we just, for some reason, both decided we're not going to let them be red flags like that. And after you go through them, you see that it was just something that you automatically used to do before with girls or boys that you needed to do that with, and we weren't like that.
Right.
You follow me? The red
okay.
flag I put up was only something that she got over, and she said, well, he's not really, really like that.
Okay, well, Crystal, God bless you, sweetheart.
Well, I would tell her if you said that, EJ.
You got your good man. And Glenn, I can sit here and say that you're a good man. I know that, all right, for sure. Okay,
yeah.
Now y'all need to help work on me.
Oh, now that would be a project.
Yeah, Mina, how many books you going to come out with, Mina?
working on another one.
I'm not that bad, okay?
All right. No.
No, it's just I believe in help. Glenn, I think, and I mean, I think what we're missing a lot of times is what we're doing right now. People don't have healthy conversations without
mm-hmm.
taking it personal. You know, you should be able to sit down and discuss life issues when it comes to love, relationships, fears, dating, compromising,
mm-hmm.
without somebody getting pissed off.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And that's what we're trying to do is create a forum for that, just a safe place for someone, male or female, to call in
yeah.
or write in, whatever,
yeah.
and just chat about what,
yeah.
what you know, get the opinion of the group.
But, you know, Mina, I'm glad you decided to do this here because, listen, it's a good place for a guy, like some of the guys I know, to hide behind some, you know, the curtains and ask questions and get answers without everybody seeing their face.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the answer or not, that's not even the point.
It's just knowing that you have a platform where you can come and sit down and say, hello, Mina, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
And get an honest answer. And then if she doesn't know, she's not going to bullcorn you. We can sit there and work on it and find the answer.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right.
You know, you have all these people that consider themselves to be consultants at this, relationship that. And they have the worst relationships in the world.
So I always ask myself,
how are you advising me? And you were just on TV, and you and your husband fighting in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Or this is
That surprises me too. How that works with people that don't practice what they preach. You know, it's like, wow, really? Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
okay,
when you to me like. Like, for what she's created, what Mina created, it takes the pressure away from having to be the expert. It's just conversation. It's just two adults talking about adult issues.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something else?
You know?
to add what you're saying, EJ, we as men, I'm going to say for us, I can't speak for the women, but we as men have to sit down, like you said, and listen to what she's saying, not take it in face value as being personal, and then we have to let it sink in and really think about it. We may still kick out and say, no, I don't like what you're saying, but we need to really think about what people like her are writing down, because she took time out to write this down. They like we bring it out of our mind. She wrote it down.
Right.
And I think we as men need to check that out.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this much here, and I'll say this much. I've read the book, and I love it. You know, it gave me my smooth back, okay?
Yeah, as I was telling both of you, I wish I could get to read the whole book. My wife took it to work, and he came back home yet.
Well, we need to send some more your way, Glenn. We'll need to put some in the mail.
People reading that book at the job. So it's going to be very interesting in a minute.
Hey, Glenn, I'll tell you this much, man. My granddad gave me some good advice. He told me, and, you know, I haven't used it yet, so, you know, we're going to work on it. He said that whenever you meet a woman and you're starting to, you know, get to the point where y'all talking about relationships and things of that nature, and you get to the point that you just don't know, he said you have to ask a woman to teach you how to love her.
Wow.
And I was like, what?
Wise words from Grandpa.
Okay. Well, you know what? With you saying that about Grandpa, I'm going to be a Grandpa right now and say we have to learn that we have to go ahead and come back with another show. Because I want to hear going into the moment. We've come through a long 30 minutes ain't much time for what we got to all talk about, but I'm glad we got a chance to come on the new show that you're doing here, EJ, on Let's Talk. And we're taking up the subject of Back in the Game, a dating playbook for men over 40. Mina, would you be so kind to tell all of us how we can get your book?
I'd love to. First of all, you can always purchase it from Amazon and Amazon.com, and it's entitled Back in the Game, again, a dating playbook for men over 40 by Mina Freeman. And if you just put in Back in the Game and my name, Mina Freeman, it'll come up there. It's $9. It's sold on Amazon, of course, as a Kindle version. But if you want to get a hard copy, and one, as a matter of fact, I can autograph one for you. We send them out from here in Houston, Texas. I can do that for you if you go to my website, which is
thedateconsultant.net.
It's thedateconsultant.com. And you can purchase one right on that site, and we'll send it out to you. Only $9 plus shipping and handling. I think it comes around $10.50 or something like that. But that's how you can get the book. And you can follow me as well. On our blog. We have a chat every Tuesday and Thursday night.
If you like to. Let them know about that. That's good. We definitely want to get involved with that.
That's called Dating. It's a Facebook chat called Dating Over 40. Dating Over 40. And 40 is 40Z. Dating Over 40Z. Send me a message to tell me you would like to be involved, and I'll approve it, you know, your invite, and you can just become a part of our group. It's become quite interesting.
Okay. All right, so we're going to be following you around, Mina, and EJ got Let's Talk going on for him right now. This is our first show that's going to be of many, so we'll be back with you, I know, because you're on the air. You're going to be on here doing a lot with us, letting us know what we should know and what we should know as the men are concerned on this dating game we're out here in. Back in the Game, a dating playbook for men over 40.
Right.
We want
to
thank you very much. EJ, thank you also. And, you know, you'll be hosting the show next time, so you got about to go through and keep up the good work, man.
Thank you for allowing me to host, but actually Mina's going to be hosting from here on out. This is going to be her platform now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start going back to my old show. Whoever's going to do it is okay with me. We'll just go ahead and make it work. We love you. We love you out here in California. All you Texans, I didn't even think I'd be bothered with y'all. But your Texans, y'all hang in there. We love you. We'll be back with y'all next week, okay?
Okay,
hey, thanks
night.
A lot, man. Hey, have a great night, man.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Let's Talk Back in the Game, a dating playbook for men over 40. We'll be back with you next week. Check out Mina on the information she gave you, and you'll be able to know exactly how this is going to go for us on this next show. We'll be right there with you, loving and keeping you in spirit. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.